Blog Talk Radio.
Chasing paper, baby, I'm a paper chase. Slowed up, I'm floating on a private jet to Vegas. Froze up my jewelry, hitting from a mile away. Froze up her jewelry, hitting when she walks with me.
Like the Lakers, sucker ducking fakers, diamonds look like lasers. I'm on activator, it tastes like now or later. AMG skating, keep them niggas hating and keep they hoes choosing. Keep them in a frenzy, you know why Jimmy choose them. She probably in Balenci, I'm probably in Givenchy. Smoking blunts at 10 feet, Zanny's in my system. Fuck them, never kiss them. After that, dismiss them. Uber or I lift them. Get them out of here. Make them disappear. Chandelier in my ear. I got bricks on a boat like a Leah.
Chase a paper, baby. I'm a paper chase. Slowed up, I'm floating on a private jet to Vegas. Froze up my jewelry, hitting from a mile away. Froze up her jewelry, hitting when she walks with me. Coming by with backpack, a hundred racks, I'm in the mall with. Boy, this Glock can't fit my sock, I'm in my drawer with. Fuck a bitch and get a gun, I'm really dolly. I be slowed up, falls off. VIP, you know we about to pull up. Bitch, I know you wanna hear my doja. Jump out of the rave and let the doors off.
Chase a paper, baby, I'm a paper chase.
Slowed up, I'm floating on a private jet to Vegas. Froze up my jewelry, hitting from a mile away. Froze up her jewelry, hitting when she walks with me.
Girl, Ms. Amber O, we are here, Gossip and Hip Hop. What's tea? What's
it's
goody?
Your
what's
girl,
gooch?
Miss Jersey.
Hey,
y'all.
Hey, Jersey.
What's up? They know what time it is. They ready? I don't think they ready, but I'm ready. So, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. Would you be mine?
Yes. Yes, we are here, darling. It is Friday night. What's going on? What's going on your side of things, Jersey?
Well, first of all, I'm not going to lie. I am excited that I live in Texas. We're still at 90-something degree weather, and it's getting a little
wow.
Chilly. Right.
Y'all just never still can catch
like
a break down there. I mean,
whoa.
Either you're dealing with the heat or you're dealing with the floods and the storms, and it's just
well,
like...
You know what's so crazy about the whole flooding and stuff like that? Like, everybody be calling me, all my family back home, my friends. They like, hey, are you okay? We heard y'all was swimming out there. I said, wait, where are they swimming
oh,
at?
That's flooding.
Right. Where are they swimming at? Well,
right.
It's a huge flood. I'm like, I'm in Austin.
Exactly.
Thank you for wondering if me and my child were swimming for our life. I appreciate it.
He was like, no. Glory be to God, it wasn't
right.
God.
Because
we
don't,
know, we,
like, here in Austin, we don't, like, all of the bad weather, all those hurricanes and stuff like that that
uh-huh.
be hitting Houston, everybody off
uh-huh.
rip, we thinking, like, oh, damn near the whole damn near state of Texas is all fucked up. Texas is a huge ass motherfucking state.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the biggest state, right?
Hello. So it's just like, you know, what goes down in Houston stays in Houston. As it come up, you know, we might get the remnants of it, but we not swimming.
But definitely sending our prayers out.
I should get a boat.
Definitely sending our prayers out to everybody in Houston. And also, it was a big storm in Dallas, too, not long ago, right? Was it Dallas? I don't know. I know Houston is getting it really bad. H-Town, they've been really pounding them.
I mean, maybe out there, you know, closer to a lot of the towns, a lot of the cities that are closer to the coast, you know, those are the cities that are primarily affected. But as far as, like, huge hurricanes and stuff like that, when they come through, we honestly, because we're in Central Texas, we get, you know, the remnants of it. Like, random, you know, that if all of the ice on the earth melted, Austin would be the new coast for Texas.
Yes.
I'm safe, girl. I'm safe. I ain't swimming nowhere.
Well, yeah, so get a little more into that because, I mean, this is a, you know, gossip hip hop show, but I've just been confused as far as the exact locations because I know there has been a lot of melting being reported in what is it, Alaska or Antarctica?
Man,
I think it's Alaska,
Antarctica, the North Pole, the South Pole, Siberia, Russia. They all melting, honey. All of them.
Wow.
They melting their motherfuckers asses off, all right? Like I said, if all of goddamn ice on this earth was to melt, I would still be safe in good old Central Texas, all right?
Thank you. But so let's
I should buy a boat.
You know, you definitely should get a boat. especially if it won't leave your mind, honey. You definitely should. Why not?
Right,
it ain't gotta be over the top. As long as it's safe,
okay.
It got some float devices.
As long
in
as it stay afloat, honey, okay? As long as it stays afloat.
You
say y'all float this one out. Hello, you better stay on this goddamn boat.
So, of course, I'm pretty sure you've been keeping up with the whole trial with that lady. I'm not even gonna mention her name because I'm not giving her no fame.
Officer Geiger.
A morphine.
Yes, right, a morphine. First of all,
yeah, the ball head bitch.
I'm happy that the jury found her guilty. Okay, I'm so happy that the jury found her guilty. What I am not happy about is that she only got 10 years, which means
nine
times out of ten, she's gonna serve
five
and get out on probation.
Exactly. And you know that's the whole setup. I think they purposely they are making it very clear to us that we are here and you are there. So
when
you do stuff, it's this, and when you do stuff, it's that. They're making it very clear.
They're protesting up there. They are protesting like the brother gave her a hug in court, talking about something, I forgive you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I can't even get into
that
yet.
Don't even let me get 2 feet away from you, because, bitch, I'm lunging for your throat. Two chops.
And not even just a brother. You had the judge. The judge was...
She was very emotional.
Her little whatever, and embraced the girl.
You could tell that the judge felt like the to me, in my opinion, it seemed like the judge wasn't even happy with the sentence,
the verdict. Like I think she wanted her to be not guilty.
No,
I think
she was guilty.
No, I said
guilty
that I think the judge
because
wanted her to. I think the judge wanted her to be innocent or whatever, not guilty verdict.
I felt like
because
the judge was real sensitive about it because, for one, here you are. You're not just prosecuting just any regular old Caucasian lady. She is an officer, well, former officer, probably one whom had some sort of communication with that judge at some point in time, plain and simple. So
right.
I felt like she did feel bad, especially with the circumstances and how people were
and how people were, you know, God damn it. I lost my goddamn train of thought. Good job, Grayson. But, you know, it seemed like she was really swayed in a way. Like, she really didn't know how to really go about it. She looked, you know, distraught at the fact that the prosecutor's office, basically the new prosecutor for that area or whatever, the DA, went ahead and gave a whole goddamn spiel the day before the testimonies were to start. She was pissed at that. Like, her face was like, who the fuck did this?
Right.
Who the fuck did this shit? And this shit is not acceptable. And I also feel like she feels bad because she understands that could have been anybody, but at the same time, you are 110% absolutely right. If she walked into that goddamn apartment and seen motherfucking Billy Bob sitting there, I don't think she would have shot Billy Bob, bitch. I don't think she would have done it.
Okay, so this is my thing. This is my take on the whole thing. Fact of the matter is, in life, mistakes, accidents, whatever happens. But in life, as adults, we know that these mistakes we have to pay for. We have to pay for it. And let me say this. When it comes to the subject of the son and the family showing her forgiveness and all these things, let me tell you something. She gets no forgiveness from me for the simple fact that she's not taking full responsibility for what she's done. She's still lying. She's still playing the victim in the situation.
Hello.
So to me, you don't get forgiven because you haven't even admitted you did anything wrong.
Hello.
If I walk into my neighbor's house and, you know, take the VCR and say, you know, oh, I thought it was my house, I wanted to take the VCR to my mom, I'm going to fuck to jail. Because, bitch, you should know that's not your fucking house.
Hello.
Who the hell?
Hello.
Who opens up a door to a house that's not theirs? Now, mind you, no matter how the apartment looks or the condominium or whatever it was, they all have different decorations and something is going to be different. I'm not going to walk into somebody else's house and think it's my house and see somebody in and say, oh, there's an intruder. Bitch, no. She's full of shit. Because I remember hearing earlier in the beginning of this whole thing that there was some kind of confrontation between them two at some point.
She could have put up her gun and be like, get out of my house. And they could have cleared that up at that point in time. And then he would have filed a complaint, and then she would have been in trouble. Either way, she was getting in trouble.
Right. But, you know,
she wasn't going to do no jail time. Bitch, you go in, and I hope everybody fuck you in that, bitch. Fuck you up, fuck you over, and fuck you under the table. That's just how I feel.
I think she should at least have 35-plus years, parole, no probation. She should have also been charged with home invasion or breaking and entering.
Hello.
Bitch, that's what you did.
Hello.
I'm sorry that you thought you was in your house, but you wasn't. So that's against the law, bitch, because you can't just be walking in people's houses.
Right.
You're going
to jail. But if he would have sat up here and looked like half the people on fucking Storage Wars, she wouldn't have needed it. Well, none of this shit would have happened. None of it. But,
you know, all I think about with situations like this is all the African-American people who have been incarcerated for the smallest, pettiest, pathetiest crime. And
you
even
send
the
bitch to jail
people,
for only 10 motherfucking years?
Even the African-Americans that had to serve
in jail 30, 40 fucking years for something minor. You had one guy kill a goddamn police dog and get 35 years.
Right.
35 years. This woman kill a whole human being, and she only get 10? And fuck out of here.
Even the little goofy bitch that was playing, what was she doing? She was tossing the lion in the cage. Bitch, they got a full goddamn,
manhunt. Hold on, wait a minute. We're going to have to cut the break first, because that right there is something to get into, okay? That one right
Baby.
There. Hello. So,
yes, y'all, we will be back, y'all. And
I'm talking about that motherfucker from down under, okay? Now his kids trying to do it. Right.
You talking about Aaron,
you know
Owen, I don't know. I already say Owen Wilson. I'm stupid. Well, I know who you're talking about, the alligator guy.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You see shit like that.
Guy.
You're like, okay, that's some white people with that animal planet shit. You know what I'm saying? But when I
and it's messed up. He actually died by animals.
Man. When I say I wasn't scared for her, I'm not going to lie. When I seen the video, I said, I'm not scared. She going to be real mad if motherfucking Scar pranks his ass up and fuck her ass up, okay? And Timon ain't there. Pumbaa ain't there. None of them other motherfuckers is going to help her little black ass. And that motherfucker talking about some she want to dance with the lions. Oh, they going to dance with that ass, all right.
Girl, I would have fell out if that damn lion pounced on her ass. Because she looked goofy as fuck. And I remember seeing, like, headlines, people saying she looked high. And I think either A, she was high, or she just probably always high. Because apparently she's, like, doing a rap battle. She was doing some kind of freestyle.
No, she was, her and her kids love animals, okay? And they loved the lions and stuff like that. And when she went to the zoo, bitch, she was just so overwhelmed that she had to go in there and have a conversation with them. I promise you,
not
had I been at that damn zoo, I probably would have walked past that whole exhibit like, get your dumb ass out of there. I promise you.
Thank you.
I wouldn't have helped her. And the moment motherfucking Scar jumped up and motherfucking pounced on her ass like she was motherfucking Mufasa, bitch, I'd be like, that's what your dumb ass get. Get the hell out of there.
Exactly. Because normally it's kids and little babies that do shit like that.
Right.
You know, it's like,
right.
You know.
And they're white. And they're white. Fuck that. They be white.
Right.
Kids. It's a white
right.
baby.
Remember the bear? Remember the damn bear? Because we talked about it on the radio. Remember the bear, the little girl, the little baby got into the bear cage or something? I don't know. It was a while ago because we were talking about it, how the baby got like 20
yeah.
feet
oh,
away
yeah,
from
yeah.
his mom before she even noticed.
But that's crazy to me, though. It's super crazy to me how when you see stories like this, like real talk, you don't never think that a black person, a Mexican, a motherfucking Indian, well, maybe might be a couple of Indians, you never know. But what I'm saying is you don't automatically think someone other than the Caucasian race, you know what I'm saying, who be doing shit like that. You know? Like, who was it?
She was black.
Siegfried and Roy. They have a whole documentary coming out, Siegfried and Roy.
Really? I'll
and
watch
honey,
that.
Honey, they trying to tell him that his brother fucked up, and he was like, no, no, he didn't. Yes, the fuck he did. He died. The hell? How did he fuck up?
Oh,
like, what in the hell?
Hell, we gagged.
He died.
Girl,
how
we gagged.
How did he fuck up? That's what he get for beating the shit out of motherfucking all goddamn people out there in the Lion King. That's what the hell he got. He got ate the fuck up.
Girl, and we gagged. I said, oh, not the line went off and turned against it. I don't know if it was the hair. I don't know if it was the costume. It could have been anything. I don't know. You never know. I can't wait to watch this documentary. I never heard of it. I definitely want to get into it.
I know what it was. It was like a fucking melanin. Because you see, I ain't even going to lie to you. I know we got to go to break real quick. But I want to say this before we go to break, okay? You see how all these good old green people be getting attacked. All these motherfucking animals and shit like that. That black bitch who stepped into that motherfucking cage and in that area with them lions, they didn't know what to do with her. She dark meat. She a panther. They don't know what to do with fuck that shit. They know what to do with that good white meat. That white meat looks like something else, but this good melanin bitch? But we do need to go to break. And we're going to listen to this good old shot clock.
Come on, seconds, yeah, you better not stop. You got 24 seconds, can you beat the shot clock? What you waiting on, look daddy, I ain't got that much time. You seem anxious, you seem adamant, but you ain't pressed my line. Wondering why, no you ain't shy. I'ma say bye, but I know I won't think twice. Better let go of your pride. Do now, just do now. Oh yeah. When that nigga pull up on me, tell the nigga back back. Don't you know all of these niggas wish that they could bag that? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now. Shot clock.
Don't feed, don't feed, you gon' miss your opportunity. Shot clock. Like, don't feed, nigga, pick up your feet, nigga.
Shot clock. What the fuck you waiting for? Yeah. It's a lot of niggas hating, and I don't entertain them. But damn, you gotta give me more.
I know, and I'm really trying.
If you don't want it like me, I can think about 100 things I could be doing right now to waste my time with you. Okay. But you gotta have it your way. I'ma start. When a nigga pull up on me, tell a nigga back. Don't you know all of these niggas with the nigga back? I'm just saying, boy, you playing, you gon' let it wind down. You got 24 seconds and it's starting right now. Shot clock.
And that's surely what we are. Flip it round, add VE, and let's see if this goes far. Full of chuckles and cuddles and sometimes eye puddles. Compose love like we're Mozart.
Yes,
we are.
LMA, shot clock. Girl, you know all this time. This whole entire time.
Shots fired. Wait.
That's the whole time I thought you were saying shot fired. Bitch, that would have been over though. It's supposed to say shot fired. That's what she was given. Not shot clock. What the hell is a shot clock? Shot clock. See, girl, that's why you're going through it. The hell?
I'm so done. But hold on. Before we get into what we're going to talk about next, first of all, if y'all did not know. Somebody won album of the year. I'm just putting it out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Somebody
definitely
won
shout
album
out to the
of the year. Yes. I'm very proud of you, sis. Keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know you working it. Yes, okay?
Thank you very much, my love.
Do what it is that you are doing because, honey, you are doing it well to the point where people are getting mad. So, let's
Well, they've been mad, but you know.
Yes, Grace, that's what I'm saying. Let's talk about it. Now, you know, I just talked about all of the good stuff, people. So, if y'all did not know the good stuff is she won album of the year, okay? And now people are mad. People are big mad. People who are supposed to be supporting. People who are supposed to be the homies are mad. Let's
Not
talk
the
about
homies.
It. Why? Why?
I don't know.
Well, and I mean,
I don't know. Like,
one of the homies, you know what I'm saying? She comes onto the show. She's
very well known on the show, so on and so forth. I am appalled. I am appalled.
Not
if you
appalled.
Are on the line, honey, if you are listening, I would love for you to chime in and be like, let's talk about it live, because that would be even more lit. But
you know,
yes,
I'm always here
you know,
for it. Man, I am here for it all day. I will get my vodka and pour me some shots, honey, and sip it like it's tea, all right?
Not the vodka.
The vodka, honey. I will get my vodka and sip it like it's green tea, all right? I'll even put it in a teacup, right? This shit is... It's so much, honey.
But, you
it's
know,
drunk. It's so much
I'm
drama.
I'm so entirely busy. Like, when you're actually busy, you don't have really have time to get into anything else. Because, you know, I'm ambassador for Adira Beauty, and then I'm ambassador for Love Slave Lash. And, you know, we're working mm-hmm. on this transgender rap battle that's going to be here on Street Smart Radio November the 8th. Which is going to be real hot. We got all kinds of sponsored prizes and cash. And I'm really excited. There's so much going on. Like, you don't even have time to really get into what other people are thinking. You know what I mean? I'm so busy. Maybe a few years ago, I had time.
I am mad. You over here, Gregory Hansen, around this. You over here, tap dancing.
Thank you. I mean, mind you, we just put a book out 2 months ago. And I'm like, no time. Mm. We got albums, you know, award-winning albums. We got books. And you know
Flip
she was Hater. The number one seller
Flip
the first day. Hater. It was only one day, but, bitch, we was there. Shit.
Ooh. Well, I mean, for all of those people who are out there who felt like they should have gotten some recognition, what type of sound advice can you give them so that, you know, you can help them get to the next level? You know what I'm saying? What kind of advice can you give the people who are a little salty?
I always tell people you just have to stay focused on you and what your passion is and what you truly want to do. And once you get so wrapped up into that, and once you really genuine to people and that aura comes back to you and all those seeds that you've been planting start to come to fruition, you'll never have time to worry about what other people are thinking. You just got to stay focused on what you're doing. You got to keep doing it, be consistent. No excuses, no matter what, make it happen. And, you know, good luck.
Well, it must have been a lot of excuses, more excuses than a motherfucking
nigga. Oh, wait a minute, but definitely, since you brought it up, definitely shout out to my artist. Definitely shout out to the one, the only, the first lady, Kimberly Cavalli, because she won Best
yes.
Hip Hop Song at the Transgenders Award, you know. Girl, I was gagging. I was sitting there like, you know, Kim is my first artist that I ever worked with. This is her first year out, you know, with me, and she's winning awards. Like, I really was excited and
was
so excited.
It goes to tell you a lot about you, the company, but it goes to show a lot about you, the company that you keep, so on and so forth, because at the end of the day,
exactly.
You don't want nobody who's going to be around you who don't have good advice, who's not going to sit up here and provide you any type of positivity, any way, shape, form, or fashion. You don't need somebody who don't even have drive, point blank, period. It's the people who
exactly.
are in your circle who are winning or winners or who have that winning mentality that's going to sit up here and make your brand even bigger, not the one
yeah.
who got a whole bunch of bullshit to say.
Exactly.
Right,
like,
you know, even though this is gossip and hip hop, y'all, because you know we're going to
well, you know,
it's
two different kind of gossip. It's two different kind of gossip.
Right,
all gossip
it's
entertainment and what's
and,
the tea, and you know,
right? You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, like, it is good what you got going on, and it is good that not only did you make a great accomplishment again, album of the year. But you have the people who are coming up under you ranking like that. That goes to show a lot about you. It goes to show a lot about, you know, how you communicate with your artists and how you work with your artists. And the first thing people want to see is whenever they're signed, they want to see results off rip.
Exactly.
That's the result.
And you know,
quite sure.
it takes a team, not to cut you off, but it takes a team of people. You know, I do there's no way I could do any of this by myself. You know, of course, Streets, my radio is always a big help. Grayson is always hands-on with me and my career. My manager slash PR, Skylar J., for Skylar J. Public Relations Agency, she also PRs for Kim Cavalli. So she really launched a big part of her career because she's her first year really out, you know, on a major public platform or whatever, however you want to word it. And I think Skylar was a big part of that as well, just constantly promoting her and having her all over the media and stuff, which is really sick. So it's really about a good team. All of us, we're all in this together. You know, you win, I win, we all win.
Hello, hello, hello. But I think Skylar might be listening. So, hey, Skylar. Hi,
is Skylar on?
Well, she's trying to listen in. She's trying to listen in. She's trying to listen in. So let's give her a little more time. Right, we do have to go to break. And who we got playing next is Kim Cavalli with Respect.
The Mermaid Baby. Ruby Royal.
And
remember we was young, we used to run them streets, sneaking up, rolling up just to get a drink. 16 in the game and we did everything. Your mama told me I was ugly cause my hair was pink. Remember jamming to Destiny, child nigga, you was beat. Now you're so far away, I hate you, had to leave. Still hear you laughing in my ears, I see you when I sleep. Ask the good Lord pretty please, can he do this one thing? Even though I'm not living right, can he save my seat? In case a hoe ass nigga pop me and they bury me. Cause life's a struggle when you're trailing, trying to chase a dream. Sugar can turn to shit in seconds, shit ain't never sweet. Just hope when I die, all my bitches there to carry me. Don't let them wrap me up picking who I'm supposed to be. My words will tell my story, don't let them misgender me. Cause people hate what they don't understand, it's clear to see. My nigga Chris said, Kim, you dope, go be all you can be. It felt so good to have somebody who believes in me. He said, you got the lyrics, tell your story on these beats. I know you're flying high with wings, it's watching over me. I'm dedicating this to you and everyone who dreams. Never give a fuck these haters, they don't know a thing. Black lives only matter when the shooter's white. I'm pretty sure the man who shot Pac wasn't white. Fuck these niggas, man, I'm trans, they don't fight for my life. They rather bash me and hate, call me a man out of spite. Fuck the world, I'ma be me until I fucking die. Won't break a fold, I won't shed a tear out my eyes.
26, it was the day of my death. But God had let me stick around so I could see what was left. Of course I knew I feel remorse if I just stared at my corpse. Feeling the repulse, I couldn't look past the torso. My killer took my purse with 50 bucks and a cell phone. I guess that was my worth, 50 bucks and a cell phone. I wasn't even happy while stuck in this hellhole. But still I never wanted to be struck on the way home. I wish I was still here so I could fuck up that a-hole. Fuck that bitch to buck up and then knock off his face off. The trans community didn't have a say so on my funeral, so I got buried with male clothes. On Facebook I noticed many dumb decisions. Breaking the news that I had died was like a competition. And politicians put me out there like a home eviction and tried to use my name just to start a gun petition. I saw the killer on the news, his name is Brian. And while speaking to the crew, he started lying. So hypocritical, all these people typical, saying that he shot me out of anger cause he didn't know. And way too many people believe him. They say that he was right to kill me cause I deceived him. They're saying that they shouldn't convict him. They found a way to blame me and say he was the victim.
Yes, that was Kimberly Cavalli featuring Ricky Andro. That record is really nice. And trust me, Kim got so many different styles. She's really going to be bringing some fun dance music. Because I want to really hear her on some club records. I want to hear her on some street records other than, you know, because her lane right now was very, like, real life shit. Like, she's saying things that need to be said. Like, it almost reminds me of, like, Tupac in a way. Like, there's a sense of rebellion. There's a sense of wanting to survive and doing whatever she got to do to make that happen. So I'm just excited to see how that evolves in the coming years.
Very good. We want to see that growth, lady, so make sure we get that. But while we're sitting up here talking about, you know, life, let's talk about death, how DirecTV charged a 102-year-old woman an early termination fee after she died. How dare you?
Really?
How dare y'all?
Oh, I'm sure a lot of companies do stuff like that when it comes down to
DirecTV wanted to charge a dead woman, okay, $160. She died. The fuck she need to do to get the hell out this contract, DirecTV?
Right.
Does her spirit need to come down and have a meeting with the goddamn president? Like, what the fuck? What the
hell?
But,
you know, I always heard that, you know, even when you die, the bill's still there. So whoever, like, you know, if it's your spouse or if it's your children or whatever, it comes right on down.
That's,
they want their money.
That's so fucked up, though, on so many different levels. That is so fucked up.
They
like,
want their coin.
You,
they
mean,
like, girl,
you,
I mean, you sorry,
just
but
died in debt. Well, don't pass on the debt to the family, and then all of a sudden the family got to be responsible for the debt. Nigga, if I die, my debt better die with me, goddammit. The fuck? That's stupid. Stupid as shit. Stupid as hell. It make no sense. Just like motherfucking this dumbass motherfucking goddamn Toronto dump, okay? His little dumbass. You got caught again. Somebody told on you who works there. Then they got all the information.
Trump the skunk is definitely going down. It is over for you, okay? It was a little okay for you when you was in Hollywood and you looked dry and crusty on the TV. But now you've got into politics and you're fucking with our country. You got to go, nigga. Thank you.
Hello. 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 I was so happy. Thank you, motherfucking Nancy Pelosi, for getting up on that good motherfucking what's her name. And sitting up here letting us know. Y'all are going to go forward with the inquiry to impeach. Fuck the inquiry, okay? I'm 110% sure if y'all motherfuckers took a poll today, okay, most of the country already said he got to go. Even the mother, even the redneck said he got to go, okay? The good old boys, some of them is like, he got to fucking go. He's fucking up. He is fucking up. Okay, now I understand the whole immigration thing and how we basically, you know, you're taking away jobs by allowing other people who don't live here, other migrants, to come in and take the jobs of the U.S. people, of America, da 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 da. I get that. I understand that. However, comma, okay, they doing the job. Most of us don't even want to motherfucking do, okay? They out here cutting grass, motherfucking 12 hours a damn day, okay? They putting up houses as quick as I put on drawers. So what the fuck else? Well, if we ain't finna do it, why the fuck they can't come over here and goddamn do it?
Thank you. And, you know, we're going to close things up, darling. We went a little over today, but we're having such a good time being on the radio.
I know.
Since we're speaking of, I want to close that conversation before I introduce the next artist, because the next artist is Little Donald, and we ain't confusing them two. You know what I'm saying? Donald Trump is more like Donald Duck.
Hello.
Little Donald, that's like, you know, that's money. So this, we're going to definitely see
Donald
you guys very soon.
We can't say the Little Donald because that's what we're closing out with. But
yes.
Otherwise than that, you know, Everything from chicken grease to hair grease, y'all. Love y'all. And it
as
is
always,
a beautiful.
It's your girl, Ms. Amira O in Jersey. And we definitely love you guys and appreciate you all listening in. Until next time, we are so out.
Deuces.
Man, what the fuck going on, bro, man? I see you out there doing big thing, man. Real nigga do real nigga shit, man. Keep your head up, man. I mean, you the one keep me motivated, man. As long as I keep thinking about you, man, I can make it through this time, you know what I'm saying? Real nigga do real nigga shit, man. Everything I did for them sucker nigga, man, you know I did it out of love, man.
I ain't been asleep in a couple days. I did follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gon' hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gon' hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
I didn't follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.
I ain't gonna hate.
I'ma stay down in these streets till I'm rich.
Why your ass always mad? If I fuck, I never tell on the bitch.
I never tell.
I bought, don't need no scale for this shit.
She gon' tell me your every time you make her mad.
She say you like a son, but I'm more like a dad. I been riding that magic carpet like a lad. The shooter still free, his jaw was outstanding. Where you been? Where you been, bro? You going
where you been?
Got my hand, we ain't cool. You know we ain't free. Popping hoes out with my cousin Leroy. Yeah, we cool, but I'm taxing, ain't free.
I ain't been
asleep in a couple days. I didn't follow them with the other way. All of these hoes be in my face. What would he hold the other day? I seen my grandmama pass away. I didn't like school, I didn't graduate. I had to try to have better days. In the streets, I got a good face.
I ain't going back and forth, no nigga by no bitch.
I ain't going back and forth.
I ain't gonna hate on no nigga on his shit.